Hi, I'm Diane Larson. I'm a PM on the protocol team. I've been working on the protocol team since 2008, but I'm behind the scenes most of the time. I'm working more on internal processes than on the documents themselves or the test suites and things that you guys deal with. I'm going to do a very quick introduction to test suites, and then I'm going to hand over to Jiajun, who's going to do a demo of PTM, which is probably what you're more interested in. But we do have new people here this year, and I wanted to make sure that people were aware of what these test suites are and where you can find more information about them. So we'll start with, I'm gonna struggle with this problem. I want to describe what a test suite is. A test suite is kind of a package set of test cases and other functionality that we use to evaluate whether a protocol implementation meets certain interop requirements. So these were originally developed for in-house use. You can think of writing a protocol just using the documentation and then running that test suite against Windows to make sure that Windows actually behaves in the way that the document says that it does. So that was the original intent of the test suites. We also use them to continually test Windows behavior. So we'll run them in labs and make sure that our implementations of our own protocols actually comply with the documentation. And then, of course, we've learned over time that third-party implementations can benefit from these test suites as well, and that your implementations can use the test suites to verify that your server or your client endpoints actually comply with the Windows protocols or protocol extensions. So our test suites don't cover every protocol requirement, and they don't certify an implementation, but they can be very useful. I think people who have used them could verify that for you. There is the IO Lab happening at the same time this week, in parallel with this event, with these presentations, and you can of course talk to the test team and other implementers and ask them about their use of the test suites. So for Windows, we have a few test suite types. We have test suites that are for individual protocols like MSSMBD, MSSMB, which is SMB v1, and ADPS PIP. We also have test suite families that cover sets of protocols like Active Directory or file sharing or remote desktop. And then we have test suites that cover overview documents, which are scenarios that kind of are similar to families, but it's covering the specific scenarios covered in the overview documents. So really quickly, I just want to describe what a test suite is. So you can start, does this have a laser pointer, I think? Or it doesn't work. Does it? Oh, there it is. So we can start with an open specification. So those are the specs that Jason was just talking about that we have on MSDN. And that describes the protocol. And of course, we can take an example protocol and say it describes messages between a Windows client and a Windows server. So what our test team will do is they'll develop a synthetic client or synthetic server, which basically is a program that takes the place of the client or server. So in this case, they develop a synthetic client that implements the client communication, and they'll use that to test the communication with a server endpoint like Windows Server. So we can use our test suites to verify that Windows Server is behaving the way that we expect it to behave. You can also use that synthetic client against a partner server, a third-party server, to verify that that server endpoint is in compliance with the protocol specification as well. So you can use this in several ways. So hopefully that makes sense. So we refer to, in this case, it's the server endpoint that we're testing and with a synthetic client. So the server is the system under test, and the system under test could be Windows Server or it could be a partner server. Okay? All right. So just a real quick example of a test case. I'm keeping this pretty high level, pretty simple for me and for new people to this. So let's say that the SMP2 document describes a behavior between a client and server. So if you send message A to an SMP2 server, the server should respond with message B. And so there'll be positive test cases that if I send that message A, I should expect a certain behavior, certain responses from the server. And then there's also negative test cases where we say if I send an invalid message, the server should respond with an error. And so the test case covers both of those scenarios. So in case you're wondering where these test suites are, where you can get them from, we moved them to GitHub a year ago. Is that about right? Yeah. So they're on GitHub, and there's two formats. One, you can download the source code. It's open source, and you can make modifications. You can use them within your own test suites. Or you can download MSI files where you can just install the test suites. So just to show you where those are, so if you click on test suites over here, there's a list of test suites that are currently released as source code. And then if you click on releases up there, it's actually a much longer page than this. I just got a screenshot of the download section, but you can download those MSI files and simply install the test suites. All of these have been updated within the past week, specifically to get ready for this event. So they've taken updates from past events, from feedback on GitHub, from internally filed issues, and they've updated the test suite so that they are new for this event. And support is available via GitHub, but I think your best resource this week is to talk to the five test TSD team members who are here this week. And a couple things. There are some requirements if you're going to install these test suites, especially using the MSI files and not the open source methodology. So these test suites will run on Windows 8 and later, and Windows Server 2012 and later. They do require an older version of Visual Studio, either 2012 or 13, because of some dependencies for things like HTML loggers and this model-based testing. So Spec Explorer Power Tool is also used for any test suite that uses model-based testing. They are not adding any new model-based testing to the test suites, but they do use them for some of the existing test suites. The Microsoft Protocol Test Framework is a functionality that's leveraged by the test suites. And of course, you would need the test suites themselves. And there's a full list of requirements per test suite on GitHub. There's a couple of optional pieces of software. One is the Protocol Test Manager, which simplifies test suite configuration and execution. Jajun's going to do a demo of that in like 2 minutes here. So very good tool, makes it much easier to run a test suite. And then Microsoft Message Analyzer is the Microsoft network analysis tool. We used to have something called Netmon. This is the replacement of Netmon. You can use it to view network traffic and more, event traffic or event logs, that sort of thing. So in addition to this session where I'm almost done and Jajun's going to do a demo, we have a few more sessions about test suites this week. So next, Vivian will talk about open sourcing test suites and how you can interact with us and interact in the open source world with our test suites. At 3:00, Helen from the TSD team will introduce a test suite environment and show how to run a test suite, and that's especially useful if you are new to the lab, the IO lab that we have going on at the same time. And then at 3:00, you have to make a choice here. So at 3:00, there's also a session in this room about Office testing tools, followed by a session about SQL Server testing tools. And then later in the week will be a session, I think it's on Thursday, about Message Analyzer. So I'm going to turn it over to Jajun before I turn it over. Any questions for me? It's a pretty high-level overview of test suites there. All right. Thank you. I'll turn this.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
There it
is. Okay, I'm Jiajun Wang from Test Suite team. So here we it comes the Protocol Test Manager. In short, the PTM Protocol Test Manager is a unified UI wizard to execute protocol test suites. So if you install the test suites, the first option to run those test suites is to use the batch scripts bundled by the installer. So if you install the test suites, you can get some files at protocol test. This is in Sorry, excuse me. And here are some batch scripts. You can run those files to execute the test suites. But here are some configurations so that you want to fill in due to your environment. For example, if you want to test Active Directory, you might want to fill in the server GUID and SID, but manually modifying the file is error prone and time consuming. So this one is not recommended. Another option is to use Visual Studio to compile and run it per case. Actually, we developer use this method more frequently because it is easy to control every step and to debug. But you also need to manually modify the config file, so it is not recommended. Here comes the PTM. So if you use PTM, which is also developed by us, it is easy to use and it can auto detect your environment and fill in the correct value. The only thing you need to do is to download the PTM and install it. It is also available on GitHub, as you can see here. Protocol Test Manager, along with the other test suites. And here is just some simple steps. At the first screen, you can see you must fill in some key values, such as the domain name and the username password, and it can detect your environment. And then it will show you the brief summary of the environment. Then you can choose the category. So if you only want to test MS-DRSR or MS-FRS2, you can uncheck the other protocols. And there shows you the test cases. And this is actually the detailed PTF config values. You can see the GUID and SID is filling automatically. The blue means that the value is different from the default value. So those two are the real correct values. And then if you run the test cases, you can see the log on the right pane. So there is a failure. So you can see the detailed error message for you to understand what has happened. Is this your problem or the environment is wrong? So let's see the we also get a command line interface for you to do some automatic test. So if you when you're done the execution, you can click here, export a PTF file profile, and -p using this profile, and then output the report. So after done, you can get the content of the report. It will show you which case is passed or failed. And here are some recent updates on PTM. We just added some status icons in the result page, as you can see here. The status icons is updating while the cases are running. And here, I will show you a demo to run 80 family test cases. This is a VM in our lab. Okay, configure. Can just click the auto detection, then fill in some password, domain name, and click detect. need to wait a moment. And actually, the result is located in here, and you can check them manually. Still checking the pathway.
We have a question.
A small series, sorry. The first thing you said was, early on, you said it was better to use the Visual Studio as a way to manage all this, and the MSI file is part of the download, as part of the open source portion, right?
Actually, we use Visual Studio only for easily debugging. So when we run the test cases ourselves.
But that's a separate piece. So if I wanted to use that, I would need to have an MSDN license or something like a Visual Studio license to be able to use that?
I don't think so. In fact, Visual Studio community version is okay, I think.
Yes, we've changed the Visual Studio licensing, so there's a lot of free versions of Visual Studio available now.
So that's really good to know. The other part is you just did this discovery. We're starting our testing in an environment where we're not using Active Directory. We're using our own local authentication on the servers. Another thing that we've noticed when we tried using the test suite is that the default configuration expects two interfaces on both the client and the server. Will there be better documentation to help us understand how to change that? Because we want to try basic, bottom line, simplest, our own authentication, single port. That kind of thing. We want to be able to trim it down and just start from there and then build back up to the more complicated testing.
So the question is, there are too many configurations and it is not easy to configure the test suites, right? And that's why we developed the PTM. As you can see, so here are the whole configurations we provided you. As you can see, it's much more than some others. But it does have some descriptions. For example,
So I would suggest you take advantage of the IO lab. We have both our support engineers and our test engineers there. That's a specific question that maybe we can make general in the future, but it's not a generalized case we had predicted.
I think it's general in the sense that any of us who are working with a server probably want to be able to start with a simple test environment to set up, and we want to have a better idea of how to do that, how to configure things. And I think to some extent that's a documentation of the test suite issue.
Sure, and that's our support engineers will take and bring that feedback back.
Thank you. Okay, back to the wizard. If you use auto detection, you only to input some key values such as the domain name and computer name. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You just need to enter those 8 values, and the PTM will helps you to fill in the most values. So you just to check the values here to verify that the value is correct or not, and you can choose the category here. For example, your environment does not have a child domain, does not have a trusted domain, you can uncheck the box. And if you only want to test some basic functional level, so the cases reduced to about 3,600. And next, verified values. And then you can choose some cases to run. For example, to run some, let's see, CMR? Yeah. And run selected cases. And after a few minutes, the result can be checked here. By outcome, they are still not wrong. Okay, here are some paused cases, and here's the logs. Some key checkpoints in the test suites here. And if you want to test those cases later, you can export the profile and you can run the test cases using the command line interface. And I think it's easy to use in the automatic testing environment. Back to the... Okay, any questions?
All right. So the question is, these test suites, you run them on a single node that targets the servers, right?
Yeah.
Is there a distributed version where you have multiple nodes that are coordinated? Client nodes, test nodes running tests. So not the SUT, but the...
I'm not quite understand the question.
So a long time ago, there was a test suite called FSCT, and it used PowerShell, I believe, to coordinate a number of physical clients.
Yeah.
To run the same test against one or more nodes in a cluster, right?
Yeah.
What we're wondering is, can we run this test suite under control so that multiple nodes are running the test suite against the servers?
Currently, no.
Okay.
Currently, the other computers or nodes are controlled by the SUT. So the SUT must use PowerShell scripts or other things to control the other nodes to coordinate.
But no, because the SUT might be, for example, a Linux box running something. So it's not going to have PowerShell to control the clients. The client tests...
Well, you can not only run Power scripts, or you can run some your customized scripts or commands. So you can use SSH onto your Linux server and run some Linux scripts, or we also have an interactive control, I think. So here, it will show up some directions, and you can do it manually.
So I remember we had discussions with your team a couple of years ago about multi-client. Yeah, this has come up before, but this topic... In a sense, you're already running multiple clients because you simulate that for op-lock tests, for example, op-lock break, right? But one of the things we were looking at was, you know, areas where you were looking at extending this a year, year and a half ago. I don't know exactly remember where it went, but some of the tests require that you, in effect, are simulating multiple clients at once, because obviously you can't test certain things, locking, for example, otherwise. And I'm not sure where those went or whether those got extended, but there was a little bit of work there a year or two ago, and it would be useful if you remember how that kind of played out, because obviously a lot of scenarios require that you're simulating multiple clients.
Might be best to talk with the TSA team over in 20.
about this, but because there are people who have attended more events.
Actually, this is my first year in to attend the PogFest.
So it might be good to talk with some of the other people who are over in Building 20 about that issue, who have a little bit more history with what the discussion was, if that's fair.
Because we have multiple clients now. We already have multiple clients. We just need to try against one server. We can see the results. Yeah.
Any question?
Okay, thank you, Xiaoxing.